We're returning once again to this little series we've been bringing you on the life and the amazing contribution and legacy of Algernon Henry Belfield, who is a pastoralist on the Northern Tablelands, and helping us lead the discussion is his grandson, who's joining us, Richard Belfield, UNE archivist William Oates, and Judy Greaves, the president of the Armidale and District Historical Society. An indication of Algernon's place in society, William, you were wanting to point out, was at the time there were no councils, so how did we know what local governance was in place, or what shape or direction the community was to take?
The Local Government Act brought local government into the rural areas of New South Wales as late as 1906. But the landholders and the rural people of New South Wales needed to organise themselves, so they often gathered together with pastures protection boards, or the forerunners of pastures protection boards. They were concerned with wild animal eradication. They were worried about the status of their stock, and they were collecting levies from landholders there in areas as early as the 1860s.
And Judy, Algernon's presence on that board, what status did that give him in society?
That was high status. The pastures protection boards were sort of the lifeline for the pastoral industry. They knew what was going on. They controlled what was going on. The whole of the state was divided up into pastures protection areas, which the boards controlled and had knowledge of what was going on in those boards. And the boards were sort of boundaries beyond which you had to have you had to know where stock were going, which was a way of controlling disease. So it was particularly then, those men who were on the Pastures Protection Board had a very big responsibility. And Algernon, I don't know over what period of time he was a director or a member, and he was also apparently treasurer. So that was important.
I can't imagine he had time for all the things he managed to fit into his life. But Richard, how important was being on the board to Algernon, do you know? Did you ever read or hear people talk about that?
With what little I know, I don't know a lot about this, but as I understand the man, livestock would have been at the core of his thoughts. That was their viability. All these other things were peripheral things, which probably didn't make him any money at all. And I think he was, by what I heard as a child, he was a very good manager. He ran good animals. He used to do very well with his animals in the show circuit around here. So obviously he, again, I think applied some of those rigidities we've heard about with the rain gauge, e.g. I think that was applied to the stock as well. So one would wonder how he found the time to do all these things, but obviously he did. But I don't think there was a lot left to chance.
To another part of the legacy that Algernon has left us, Richard, what role did he play in establishing some of the schools in the region?
Well, I really think, again, I think education, you've got to look at his own background of the UK. He was quite lucid in Latin and Greek. Came out here, and I really think the man was an educator, because he was one of the founders and original shareholders of the now Armidale School, which many people would be aware of. He had a great interest there, and another legacy, he was very involved in the Diocesan Council. Now we know our Taz is a church school, so I don't know what the relationship at that particular point was. But then he even built his own school at Eversley, based on the need, because he said these children need educating. And this wasn't for his own kids, this was for the families on Eversley. Now, I think that shows to me the measure of the man. If he'd have been totally dollar hungry or pound hungry in those days, he wouldn't have done those sort of things. So I do think the man, I think he was an innovator, I think he was an educator, and I think he was a leader and amongst all that, and I think the community looked up to him for that.
William, what impact did the forming or the founding of the Taz School have for the region?
If you look at the placement of the Armidale Teachers College and the impetus for the New England University College, you can see that the presence of the greater schools that were already in the Armidale area made it much easier for the argument for the location of the Teachers College and the University College in later generations. They're specifically mentioned in the discussions for the location of the Armidale Teachers College in 1929, and it was well known that Armidale was a location for education even before the University of New England College was set up in 1938.
Judy, what did it mean to see a school like this being established in Armidale at the time? We talked earlier only about how everyone was sending their children to boarding schools in Sydney and before that to England. What did this mean now for the community?
It meant that there was quality education available and for people within the district, and also the climate was used as a very strong draw card for people outside the district to send their children to Armidale. It was a healthy climate, and the children may well have suffered somewhat from that healthy climate, but it became an important centre very quickly for education and for a place where people were happy to send their children, particularly from country areas, but also from the cities too.
To sort of wrap us up, after we've spent nearly a good couple of hours combing through this man's life, Judy, what legacy and what place does Algernon Belfield hold in the history of the Northern Tablelands?
There's a variety of places where Belfield, the name Belfield, still crops up and still is synonymous with the pastoral industry, with astronomy, with TAS, with the history of the PP board. Algernon Belfield made his mark here, but he's also left an enormous amount of written material, which is here in Armidale at the Heritage Centre with the Belfields, which is untouched in terms of an enormous record of written record of history and his story, and the story of the district, of the Tablelands. So Algernon has made, he's a man of mark.
And William, if I can put the same question to you as an archivist, what does he leave behind that you cherish?
There's an awful lot of pastoralists in the New England. Very few of them have participated in the observance of the transit of Venus. And very few of them have left such comprehensive weather records behind. So Algernon sticks out for his academic work in that area, or his observances.
And Richard, to you as the grandson of the person who's a man of mark and stands out for his observances, what legacy has he left you and your family?
Well, I hope he set an example to our kids. Our family have become quite interested in this, my daughter especially, but the whole family are interested, which I'm proud of them for that, but we've done this. But what I hope Algernon's done, and it remains to be seen, I hope he has made a major contribution to unravelling some of the mysteries of our weather. If these records do this, that's for the benefit of Australia. And I think I say to Algernon, thank you.